Gost Oradija.
U četvrtak se dešava u Šemroku stand-up veče komedije i gost je uber popularni u Srbiji, Serbian Lesson Guy. Ovo se dešava u 9:30 uveče, a upravo je Deni Grozdić sa mnom u studiju. Ćao Deni, još da pričamo ovom srpskom.
Pravo. Možemo, ajde.
Može. Kako si?
Pa dobro sam. Kako ste vi?
Odlično.
Odlično.
Kako ti u Novom Sadu?
Jako volim, a sada baš pada kiša, počelo, ali vrlo trebali smo malo kiše da dobimo. Ono toplo, bilo preki 3 dana, 30 stepeni, ja imam kola, nema klimu, ono, samo znojim se.
Razumemo te u potpunosti. So let's turn in our... like English, turn on our English. Yeah, it's difficult to think in Serbian and in English at the same time. So, you know, we will switch to English.
I don't think, for me, it's not, I don't even think at all. Like, yeah. It just comes out. Samo dođe, znaš. Ja uopšte ne mislim.
Yeah. Well, it's sometimes difficult for me because, yeah, well, you know, this is not about me. It's about you.
No. I want to hear why is it difficult? Tell me what. How do you do it? Because when I was a kid, ja sam došao tu kad sam bio u 6 godine, ja sam naučio srpski da pričam malo, vrlo malo. I ovaj, sad kad sam, imam godine, and I just, when I'm speaking in Serbian, I'm thinking in Serbian, and when I'm talking in English, I'm thinking in English, and I just don't have that connect at
all.
Well,
yeah, the difference is that I'm not a native English speaker, so, you know, I can speak English here, so it's difficult to, like, switch to different languages, so, yeah, that's... But I grew up watching Cartoon Network.
Yeah.
And cartoons in English, so yep. I started learning English when I was really young, and I used to dream in English all the time, so I was kind of, like, conflicted about which language should I speak now?
Dream in English? How crazy is that?
Yeah, it still happens sometimes, you
really?
Know. Yeah, because I'm the child of the internet, you know.
I know a guy who learned how to speak German by watching SpongeBob SquarePants.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I understand Spanish because I used to watch Spanish soap operas.
There you go.
Colombian, actually.
Yeah.
But anyways, about your stand-up night, what can the audience expect? What are you preparing?
It's going to be insane. I just go nuts. I basically just totally envelop. I go all out. Like, stand-up comedy-wise, everybody that has ever come to a show has always just been like, oh my God, like, they're just like, that's the craziest thing that's ever happened in my life. And I'm like, you're 13 years old, dude. More things will happen in your life. It'll be fine. You know, but it's, I make people laugh. That's the great, like my career and all that stuff is just based on me being dumb and just being funny and just always saying crazy things. And so that's basically what it is. It's like what I think about stuff. Like one of the things I'm working on right now, you little taste, right?
Yeah.
Is I was thinking about like what if like a Serbian guy was the first person in Africa,
mm-hmm.
right? Because
mm-hmm.
like the American, or not American, but the English guy that landed there, he walks up to the African dude and he's like, you know, like, what's this? And it's like a giraffe, right? And the African dude's like, it's a giraffe. Or maybe he says, like, bloop, 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 or something, right? Like, it doesn't even matter what he said, because the English dude just goes, giraffe. He said giraffe, you know? Like, oh, it's a giraffe. And then in Serbian, the language is, you know, jaraf, right? So they basically just borrowed it. But, like, what if there was a Serbian dude who went there first? What would he have heard?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And you guys said I can't swear, so I'm not going to tell you what he thinks a giraffe looks like.
Yeah. Well, we can imagine it.
Yeah.
But so do you prepare your sketches a lot, or is it improvisation?
I write out like an outline of kind of like my general thoughts, and then I turn the camera on, and whatever happens,
mm-hmm.
happens. And then I'll look at my paper and just be like, okay, let's try and do that. You know, and then I'll do a lot of, see, that's the beauty of the internet is you can do a lot of different takes
mm-hmm.
on the same thing and then cut out all the bad stuff. Like all my videos are about 20 minutes long and then I cut it down to like a minute and a half
mm-hmm.
of just funny. And that's that.
You had your channel Gradual Report, then you moved to, well, moved most of your stuff, you moved to Serbian Lesson Guy, yeah. And you're really popular here, but how does it translate in the Americans?
It doesn't at all.
But are there any reactions? Like, what do you,
well,
what, do
what happens
say?
Is my fans are totally like, here's the thing, like, I started the Gradual Report and I had like maybe 150 videos up. And then I had no ideas. I was like, I gotta go do a video today, but I don't have any ideas. What am I gonna do, you know? And then I was like, I could do a video in Serbian. Like, I could do a Serbian lesson. Like, my fans, because they only know me as an English-speaking, you know, American, you know, guy. So I was like, I'm just gonna totally do a Serbian lesson. And they're just gonna be like, what? Like, it doesn't even matter that, you know, it's just out of nowhere comes this, you know, Serbian lesson. And then that happens to be the thing that just kind of took off.
Yeah.
And it was just like, wow, all right, let's see if we can do another one of those. And then another one. Now I've got like 32 Serbian lessons where I'm like, kuvam palacinke I sveto.
But
Lubenice, Bostan prodajem, pola puta I.
But it was always interesting to me how other people from different countries react to Serbian, because I've heard a lot of things like it sounds like Simlish, like the language of the Sims, and like gibberish and stuff like that. But how does Serbian sound to Americans?
It sounds Russian, like Slavic, Slavic and Russian.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's definitely different. It's kind of like when you guys think about like Chinese people and Thai people. And Vietnamese. I spent a lot of time with like Korean people and Thai people and stuff. And so like when you spend a lot of time there, you can sort of distinguish between the languages. Mm-hmm. You know, like the Thai language is like ba ba ha ba da ha ra ta ha la. You know, and then like a Korean language would be more like ha, you know, and then your Japanese would be like nya yaki ya, right. It was like, so there's like, but you can tell there's like differences.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like Slavic is kind of the exact same thing. You've got your Russian, your Serbian, your, I mean, Serbo-Croat, they're the same language.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on. Come on. Let's not get there. Yeah. I don't want to get into that. I don't, yeah. Let's not.
No, but it's the same. I
yeah.
mean, it's a fact. So
I don't know how many people just went, click. That guy? No, I'm kidding.
You became hugely popular on YouTube, and YouTube is something of a new platform for like young creative people.
Sure.
It's a platform for jobs even.
Yeah.
And where do you stand on that? I mean, do you agree that internet is the future and the internet is like...
That's a big thing, isn't it? The future.
Yeah, well...
is it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, we were speaking today in the news that internet is becoming the most... Like a place where you draw out informations. Like,
yeah.
It's not TV anymore, it's not the radio anymore, but it's the internet, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, here's the thing. Here's the way I see it. There's all the different platforms, you know, since the beginning of vaudeville, right? Like, you had people that would go on stage and perform, right? In the theater and what have you. And then they invented movies. And they're like, oh, movies are going to be the new thing. You know, it's all, this is the future, right? And then they were like, TV, like, oh, movies in your house. You know, that's the future. But what ended up happening was all the platforms didn't disappear. Theater still exists.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, movies still exist, all that stuff. So it's just basically splintering the platform. You know, instead of just having like, you know, one thing, they have like 1,000 things, and the internet just turns that into like 100 million things. And so it's the future, but I think it's just splintering the platform. So I'm not even sure like if it can turn into like it is what you make it. I don't know. Am I even talking anymore? Like, what am I saying right now? The future is rare. No.
Don't worry. The next step is like telepathy or something.
Yeah.
So,
like, you know? I'd be very cool. That would be awesome.
No. It won't. It won't.
No.
Because imagine sitting in a bus and thinking like inappropriate thoughts.
Well, first of
like,
all, I would never sit in a bus. That
well, okay.
Is, that is something I would never do.
Okay. Well, you're in a public place and like you're thinking something like, maybe violent, maybe inappropriate.
I'm
in
thinking violent, inappropriate things right now.
Well, okay.
Right this second. What are these robotic?
Okay, let's make a break and listen to some music, and then return in the studio. Slušali smo Paula Oakenfolda i Elvisa Prislija. Sa mnom i dalje u studiju Deni Grozić, odnosno Serbian Lesson Guy. Are you still feeling like thinking about violent thoughts and something?
No.
Like, oh, okay. No. Just checking.
I wasn't
just
even
checking,
thinking them, really. We were far more
just checking.
Inappropriate than violent.
Yeah. Okay. So I wanted to ask you some things about Serbia, I guess.
All right, yeah.
Like, give you like a thing to think about. If you were a Serbian food, what food would you be?
Pogače.
Really?
I don't know. What is that? What did I just say? I would be palačinka, mislim. Ono, Nutella.
Od Nutella?
Možda, ne znam. Banana.
Pogača is like a type of bread.
Yeah. That they give you like at church, right?
Yeah. Slavska pogača for Slava.
Yeah.
You know what Slava is?
Yeah, right? I would be the bread that people give their people at church.
Yeah, that's really noble.
Or a palačinka with Nutella.
And how much do you know about like iconic Serbian stuff? Like, ooh, have you ever watched iconic TV shows?
No, never. Not really. Like, when you say iconic, you got to understand, I come from Los Angeles.
Yeah,
you know,
well,
so
okay,
like for me, iconic would be like, I ran into Mel Gibson once at a grocery store.
Really?
Yeah.
What was he buying? Pogača?
Wine.
Wine. Okay.
He had a full cart of red wine.
Well, he knows how to live a life.
He was wearing no shoes and a wife beater, you know, the shirts with like no sleeves.
Yeah.
And I was walking down the aisle. I'd turn down the aisle. I was like, it's Braveheart. And he was just like, and he turns around and just walks away. I was like, oh, I know you. I know that guy.
But, well, we don't have like iconic people like Mel Gibson.
Right,
but there
so who are your iconic people? Let's see if I know them.
Well, I was thinking about like iconic TV shows in Serbia. There's a show called Otpisani. Have you heard of it?
No.
You need to do like a sketch on Otpisani because it's like basically
kids at work and stuff.
No.
How old is the show?
Very old.
Okay,
like,
well, yeah.
Old.
I'm not that old, am I?
Yeah. Well, I'm not either, but like my parents knew about it. My parents watched it, and it's like a heritage that.
Is
like,
it on YouTube?
Yeah, I think
write
it is.
Down.
It's called Otpisani.
Otpisani.
Yeah.
Got it.
I was like thinking, well, does he know about this stuff? Like, yeah. Well, basically, it's military themed actually,
oh,
and
okay,
it's like. Yeah.
Oh, but that makes sense because they're like, yeah, all right, military.
Yeah,
gotcha.
But yeah. Well, it was really, really popular. And like, have you ever watched like Serbian cinematography, like Serbian films?
Sure.
And stuff like that? Well, not
wacky.
Not the Serbian movie. Yeah, no.
I'm talking about like regular Serbian films. Yeah. Ooh. I was in one.
Really?
Yeah. It was called Pored Puta. It was like an American Serbian movie directed by Zoran Lesnić. And we had Lazaro Dostovski was in it and Michael Madsen was in it. It was in the Belgrade Film Festival like 2 years ago. It was like the reason I came back here. And then I was just like, oh, wow, I guess I am kind of popular. And then I was like, oh, yeah, let's see if we can do comedy shows and make people laugh.
That's cool. And I want to ask you also, what is the nicest word or phrase you know in Serbian? Because, you know, I mean, you said before the program, you do not swear usually,
no.
People know you by it.
More or less, yeah.
Yeah. But
they
keep me
swearing, too, because I can't not, because they see me and they go, ah! And I'm just you.
But what? Here's your opportunity to say a nice like sentence or a nice phrase in Serbian or even a nice word.
You just put me in a corner.
Well,
I would say nice lepo. I don't know nešto nice slađe slatkiš. That's them. Oh, give me a context.
Well,
you know, like give me like I'm at a bus stop. All right, or something like give me a.
You're at a bus stop and you've seen something that like brought your fate back into human race.
Wow.
What did you see?
Žabu. Žabu i korneču.
Was the frog like riding?
Da. Pa da. Ti si isto vidio to.
Jesam. Jesam. To mi je vratilo veru u ljude.
Da.
Žaba i korneča.
Pa kako su ponašali, znaš?
Mhm. Great.
Pa tako. Ili neki ribe kao plivaju. Basically anything that's not a human being would restore my faith in humanity. Is that weird?
No, I feel you.
That's perfectly normal to me. Medved. Kad jede ono med.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice. That's nice. So you've redeemed yourself right now. I mean, sure. People who are listening, like, they're he's like, not all swears and...
He's weird.
No. He's not all, like, swears. He's like an egg. He loves animals and frogs and kornichas.
Yeah. Turtles. Like giraffes.
I have to ask you just one more thing about the Serbian language.
Okay.
What is the, like, toughest thing about Serbian language?
The city's names.
Really?
Here's the thing. Like, when I learned Serbian, I was at most 12 years old. At most. 12 godina sam imao. Posle toga, nisam naučio novi reči. To. Ja pričam kao neko koji je bio 12 godine. I never learned the days of the week.
Okay.
Well, so I have no idea what the days of the week are.
Today is ponedeljak.
Yeah, Monday, right?
Yeah, ponedeljak.
Yeah, exactly. Monday. You can say ponedeljak 1,000 times, but it will never sink in. For some reason, I still talk to people. I'm just like, yeah, it's Tuesday. Because when you're a kid, it doesn't matter what day of the week it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're just running around. You're just like, but yeah, the days of the week never stuck, so I just never know the days of the week. And also cities' names, like, you know, like Belgrade, Novi Sad, you got that. But you come across like I have a show coming up in Kragujevac. You're like, right, it's like impossible for me to say. Or like the worst one for me is Zrenjanin.
Well, I don't even know what that is. I'm sorry. Zrenjanin. Zrenjanin.
Zrenjanin. Yeah, exactly. Zrenjanin. Exactly that one, yeah.
Well, you should hear the name of the villages. That's like even more...
You know what my favorite one was? Oh, I was coming across... Because I sent a thing out. That's how I chose the cities to do my stand-up comedy. And I went on Facebook and I said, where do you live? You know, I'll come to your city if enough people email me. And I get all these emails from like Sofia and Sarajevo and like, you know, where I'm doing the tour. And I end up getting a bunch from like Čačak.
Yeah, you know? Well, you said that right.
Well, you know what? Because I said it wrong 1,000 times, and then someone said, no, it's Čačak. And I was like, oh, okay, all right.
Yeah, but Novi Sad is like easy to pronounce. Yeah.
Words that I already knew.
Yeah.
Novi and Sad.
Yeah, thank you so much for this conversation.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Do you want to like remind people where they can watch your or listen to your stand-up comedy night?
Yeah.
Or should I do it?
It's going to be at the Shamrock. A bar out here in Novi Sad on the 30th of July. And then I'm also going to be doing a thing in Belgrade like the 28th, 29th of August. And then I'm going to be in Ljubljana, I think, on the 8th. I just like all over. I got a whole thing. Go to my Facebook and check out, or my website. Actually, my website works too. and there's just a list of all the information. So, yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thanks. Good luck with the stand-up night.
Thanks.
And I hope to see you soon.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah. We'll do this again.
Yeah. Mi idemo dalje sa muzikom, slušamo Foxes i Holding On to Heaven. Sky, we've got so good at pretending there's a side to you that is running, but I don't.